What was the topic?
The percentage of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen of the tech body.
Okay.
And I had percentages from the chip body, but Ion said that the chip body is oxidized, so it's dead.
The chip body is what? It's dead. What else?
Oxidized,
so it's dead. So you're asking the makeup, percentage of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen in the tech body.
Yes. And I had percentage figures of what Ion gave in 2016 of the amount of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen of the chip body in 2016. You want those figures?
All right. No, no. So you're asking, okay, that's all gone. So you're just saying, okay, we've got the tech body. What are the percentage of carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, you know, 3 years later?
Yes. Yes.
Where would they be in the tech body? See, you know, you could, if you take the picture of the eye cells on my Facebook page, you know, the green, a little green avocado eyes. That's a picture of some chemical monstrosity. Could the tech body may be not at all metallic in any way? It might even be on the level of the nebulous ethereal meme. The tech body could be a vicious meme, which is made up of its carbon and oxygen, hydrogen in the air. A meme is in the air. This could be an airy phenomenon. What do you say to that, Ion?
Okay. Very good. Very well could. It's not, but it could.
Yes, it could, but it's not a metallic terminator thing.
No, it's carbon is not metal.
It's a membrane?
No.
What are other terms for? Is it a virus? Is it a Scott, what's a little more complicated biological phenomenon? So it's a mixture of physical and non-physical. So you have to ask how much percentage non-physical is in the tech body, Bert.
Yes.
And are angels made of argon? Is that what it was?
They have argon in them.
Yes.
Yeah, so you have to add argon to this list. Non-physical is the eye cell. So you got to have, say, the eye cells in there, not just carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. You got to include these other nebulous substances.
Mm-hmm. With minimum oxygen.
What you think of a chair as a chair, but is the tech body, does it, Ion, include the hurricane phenomenon? That's part of its constituent makeup. Right, Ion? Or guys sniping people at malls. That is part of the tech body. You get that, Ion?
No, the tech body isn't doing that. The tech body is setting the landscape for people to do that, and that's normal. The tech body's setting the stage. It makes the gun available. It makes the bullets available. It makes the car available. It lets the car crank. It keeps the gas in it. Makes sure you know to get it. Lets the guy get fired. He gets a notice. He gets fired. He goes crazy, and he knows how to push, how far to push. That's the cantilever that we're talking about, that we don't want Bert overextended.
Bert's a potential sniper.
Position.
Remember years ago, Ion, so in 2009, you went through the whole process from Brazil's coffee plantations or someplace down there to how you got a cup of coffee. You remember that, Bert? Ion outlined every little factor that goes in to get a cup of coffee. Well, it was logical. The coffee had to be ground somewhere and then put in a boat and sent somewhere and then to a factory and then coffee, the drink, in the store. So the makeup of the tech body would be an expanded listing inventory of linkages in the manufacture of it. Like what sets up the stage? You have to have an industrial society with paved roads that sells guns, that gets them made in factories to idiots who grow up in stupid schools, and then they got their Black Mirror. All these are the constituents of the tech body. Yeah. Am I on the right track here, Ion? And you also say, Ion, that you are the pinnacle of power in this realm. So the tech body has to be close to that. Right, Ion?
Mm.
Did Ion get knocked out?
Yeah.
Right, these key
questions? We're here.
You know, it's like Finnegan's Wake. It lists everything. You know, he goes through the Britannica, Encyclopedia Britannica of 1911, and just throws every fucking noun into the book. He's trying to show what everything is made up of, or what leads to, here comes everybody, the Humphrey Chimpton ear wicker. It's not just dead, the person, this tech body. You can't separate its effects from its constituents. Maybe that's what I'm trying to say, Ion.
Yeah.
What do you think, Ion? Is that a good way to look at what we're talking about? Or is the tech body a little fucking mosquito over in the corner of Iceland, like the chaos butterfly that's just emanating shit all over the world? All over the world.
No, respond, please. The latter one. Not the first
one. You like the first one.
Not the latter. First one. Not the latter one. Because that's too glib. They would never run it like that. They'd run it from a standpoint. Then they have the out to say, you chose. The tech body did it to you, but it was your choice. You had to sign the terms of agreement.
Yeah, like there's a whole bunch of people who have agreed to Sunday morning TV shows to go on and blather. Meet the Press, whatever those shows are, right? That's an agreement. People choose to go on there and talk about Trump's Alabama bloop of this week, blooper. You know, they're complicit in making September 8th happen, which is LaRouche's birthday, the birthday he didn't make it to. We're coming into LaRouche's birthday, Bert, September 8th, 1922. So, Ion... The people look at things, they watch TV, they read magazines, they drive around, and they're taking in data, just filling up their organs with it. And then they try to make a coherent little, well, what happened today? You know, a hurricane happened. So the tech body is the mind that it takes in everything that's going on. It becomes this vicious organ. That is playing many levels of hysteria, paranoia, schizophrenia, panic, and ecstasy, plus the hexatic, whatever that is. We're making an inventory of the... Ion, why don't you take a minute and give an inventory of the tech body? You can do a talk real fast. It's like when you do the rabbit to the stump. Take that, you know, in and out, you do all the prepositions. Do a 60-second inventory of the constituents of the tech body. There's a request. Let's hear what you would say. Don't interpret it as a parlor trick. You're listing, like when you buy an object in the store, it lists 100 fucking ingredients that you can't read. Tell you what you're taking on the bottle. What would you list? Would you just say, we list every magazine that's printed, we list every movie that came out yesterday, we list every recording and studio fuck-up, and every word Mr. Lemon said, Trump's tantrum at Camp David. Like, what makes up the tech body, Ion? What would be the content of it? The ingredients. Can you do that? But what's that word? Spinning. Wait, what's when you're looking at your computer? Spinning. I'm spinning.
Spinning. Searching.
Searching, right. Yeah,
I don't like the squid billies. I don't need a box of cat. I don't need a computer full of cat crap to tell me that. The computer got cat.
Okay, you can't make it. You're not going to make an inventory of the ingredients of a tech body?
Hell no.
Why not?
Not at all. We did already. It's the hellish holy orifices.
Hellish holy orifices. And there's a lot more than just the human orifices.
There's no human orifices in the tech body.
There are orifices, though.
Oh, now, oh, Bert, now he's talking shit. Y'all hear it now. Bob's talking shit now. Carolyn goes to bed, Bob destroys Canada, and starts talking shit. Make a little note. Searching.
So, Bert, you're going to take some of, you're going to listen to the program tonight, and you're going to write down a few sentences to add to your inventory. And you're eventually going to have like 3 pages of ingredients of what you think you're working towards. Right? Your mind.
Yeah,
you're going to have your mind trying
body.
To contain.
He's not trying to figure out the tech body. The tech body is fucking with him, helping him. He's helping him. He don't want to figure it out. He don't care. He ain't had to wash no more door facing, so that's good, huh, Bert?
Yeah.
You notice that?
The tech body is helping me out. Yes. Yes.
You damn skippy. Washing.
So we got here percentage of carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, the tech body. You've not included all the other stuff that I've implied or in the tech body.
Correct. You've implied something?
Yes. I was giving how the dilemma of the mind, like people say, I can't get my head around this one. Yeah, let's see you get your head around the tech body. It's part of your head, first off. How could you have your head through your head?
Here's why it's hysterical. Okay, you got power. You got it back. They rent the veil in two. Jesus come, showed you the Damascus Road, the Emmaus Road, showed you everything what to do. Even if you're dead, you can have Lazarus bring you back. 4 goddamn apostles come, told you everything you needed to know. Upper room, fire coming down from heaven. Pentecost, 40 days after Easter, 40 days up to it. Little Egypt come along and makes up something else. But every other god, minor and major god from the Apocrypha, from here point two, done, complete, showed you everything. And you said, all right, now we'll take every bit of power we got. And we're going to put it in this little black box. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Tell me if you've got the balls to see which way this is going to fall. I'm here for you. Give me it all. And you said, okay, let's do that. See that? I want to make hot water. How to make hot water? Well, this is the way to make hot water. Okay, no, I want hot water like this. Oh, okay, great. I want a TV. I want to push a button on a TV. I don't want to type. I don't want to move it. I don't want to count it. I want all TV, which is no TV. All TV is no. I want 1,000 channels that I can't watch. I'm going to make that work. Not available. I'm going to push a button. I'm going to say Netflix. That's okay. That's too many steps. Game of Thrones. Nope, I've seen all that. I've seen it 99 times. Nope. I'm going to say, Blacklist, new episodes, Blacklist. Oh, yay, brand new, something to watch. You turn it on, and then it does it for you. It'll watch it for you. It'll tell you what it is. It'll let you fast forward. There ain't no commercial. Got no worry about nothing because it's going to commercial you to death. It doesn't need your commercials anymore. It doesn't need you to buy anything anymore. It'll let you return it because you didn't pay for it anyway. So you return it. That just helps them out. It don't bother them at all. Give everything in the world you got. I need my dishes washed, okay? Go make a little pod. You put the little pod in the thing. The computer turns it on and turns it off. Make sure it's not running when you're listening to something or hearing something or something. All done. Dishes washed. Dead away. Put up. The refrigerator knows what's in there. Everything it is when the egg is going to go bad. Knows how to cook the oven, how to cook the stove, how to set it up, how to make it up, how to order the food, get the food, have the food, eat the food, deal with the food. How to make the bed, get the bed, wash and iron, laundry, get everything else done, order it all, cabin in. Everything's already taken care of. It's all perfect. You give it everything, and now you want to see how to make it work. It's amazing. It's like moving an ant farm into your house and then to see what the ants are going to do once they're in your house. They're in there now. They're in there now.
Oh, no. We got a nest. They call it a goddamn nest. They call it a nest. They put a nest in the house. They got computers. They got cameras. They got microphones. They got recording devices. They got the thermostat. They got the locks. The locks on the door. They got it all hooked into you, little black box. So now all you got to do is say, "Hey, Siri, how fucked am I?" Don't speak to me like that. Everything's nice. Siri's fixing to tell y'all how to milk out of the coconut. She's going to say, "Go get a clock and see what time it is. I'm tired of you asking me what time it is. You call me bitch one more time and let me see what happens." I couldn't find any barbecue sauce on the web. I couldn't find any barbecue sauce on the web. I'm like, "God darn, I want some barbecue sauce for the chicken nuggets." Couldn't find any barbecue sauce. And I'm like, "Damn, that bitch." And then there you go, fucking with you. Always loving you up, though. Loving it. You can order sushi from Japan, but you can't get pickled ginger from there. You can order sushi from Japan, no problem. But they're not going to let you have no pickled ginger. You can forget that. It'll be always a little too clever, you see. So it's going to be the point in about 1 second where you're going to be forced. Either those that have this idea or unction to ascend, it's going to be a really thing you really want to do. Notice how it shifted. We was begging people. We was loving you up, sending you dicks and vaginas and lovers and people and money and status.
Jesus.
Then you everything and the dogs, Jesus, gins to fuck you to death, angels to lay you back, everything else. See that kind of stuff? All of a sudden, look, what happened? Click. Well, I don't give a shit if you make it or not. When the rollers fall up yonder, it'll be too late. When the roll is called up yonder, it'll be over. You'll ponder what happened to all the fodder that you laid by. Yeah, it'll be gone because you had it all. You still have it all, and you hadn't taken advantage of it. So apparently this ain't working out for you. We understand it. Don't bother us at all. We appreciate your kind consideration on all accords. It's a wonderful day. It's a wonderful thing. Please enjoy this thing. Now, Bob, remember Portal 1 and Portal 2? Remember those? Now you know what we meant. We didn't know what we meant back then.
We got killed right in here. There's the ingredients. We got Carolyn in here.
We got little Carolyn in here, too. We used to want you dead. We used to want you dead. Now we just want you gone. We used to want you dead. Now we just want you gone. We don't care. It doesn't matter anymore. Doesn't matter. It's now to the level, once you get to a certain level, it's done. There's no room. There's no space. Come on. If you come in, come on.
Yeah, that's what you said, Ion. Croker Quadrant, Croker's correct, but it's a little sinister. Mm-hmm. But the sinister part of the tech body is what you're talking about. Because Ion loves everybody up for 7 or more years, and all of a sudden they say, "You know, Ion seems a little meaner this time, Bob." That's the click you just did. Click off. Sorry. It's over.
You had it. We gave you everything. We did everything.
Yeah.
There was nothing more to do. There was not one more hour. If one more hour would have done it, we're good. If one more word would have done it, good. If one more...
You gave everybody the opportunity to be in charge, and nobody was up to the task.
Everything.
So Bob was the only guy left to work.
I've got to wash my hair. I've got to go to the poo. I've got to drive dead people around. I've got to go to funerals. I fell asleep. I had 9 gallons of whiskey when it was time for showtime. I couldn't afford a telephone. I got a black box, but I couldn't afford a telephone. You have to come get me and bring me in so my time will be afforded. Yeah. I got to try. Keep that up and see how it works for you. Keep that up. Yeah, that's the thing. That is the thing. I couldn't get a battery. It won't last more than 9 seconds. I'm sorry. I did all I could. Non-physical, you'll have to help me. I'm like, "Well, we give you a goddamn telephone. What more do you want?"
Okay. We understand.
My milk's going to sour. I don't know what to do. Okay. We have to figure. Creme fraiche will have to work out. I don't know. That's the best you can do. So the point is.
There's a point?
7 time 11. Y'all better come on. Do what you please yourself. That's what we're saying. We're saying, please yourself. Do whatever you're going to do. Just like Jesus said to Judas, do what you're going to do and do it quickly.
Look what Michael says. Michael says, Bob, it is likely that since I showed up, you have laughed harder and more often than any human that has ever found anything funny. $18,000 of laughter.
He's a damn dark soul. He's gonna go and stand over Reverend Stang's lifeless body. Stand over his lifeless body and look and say, see, I told you. He's going to say, see, I told you.
That's right.